Aqua when it comes to agricultural knowledge in the state Senate.
There's only about three that knows what end of a tractor is parked.
That's Senator Greg Evers from District 2, who says he is one of those few who does understand the challenges that our farmers and ranchers face, as well as the impact they have on our state.
Here in Florida, you know, agriculture is our second largest economic engine, right behind tourism. But yet, we don't have the representation at the state level to assist agriculture in moving forward and actually bringing agriculture out of its infancy and move it forward to where it could actually be larger than tourism here in the state, because folks have got to eat and folks have got to have the resources, you know, fibers and stuff that agriculture produces. And these are the things that we've got to bring to the forefront.
Endeavor says the only way to do that is to get involved.
It's going to take involvement from the conservationist. It's going to take involvement from agriculture. They need to have that presence on state levels all across the United States. There needs to be that agricultural involvedness, a little common sense to go along with the laws that's being created at the state levels.
For example, Evers points to the ongoing battle over EPA's numeric nutrient criteria.
And that's where again, we need the involvement of conservationists and agriculturalists to actually get into a position that they can help determine what those levels would be. Look, we all want to protect our water, our most natural resource. But the thing about it is we also understand that our crops have to have water too. And so it's a hand-in-hand situation. As we conserve water, as we reuse water, you know, there's plenty of possibilities out there, and it has to be partnerships that moves agriculture on to the next generation.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.